And now, another story of the journey north. Ciudad Juarez in Mexico lies just across the border from El Paso, Texas. It's often noisy, but there's a quiet place on the outskirts called Casa del Migrante, the migrant's house. It's a place of refuge for many Central Americans who've ridden freight trains all the way up from Mexico's border with Guatemala. At La Casa, one man comforts the hardest working part of the immigrant's body, the feet. Reporter Debbie Nathan tells us about him.
Exhausted migrants come to La Casa del Migrante to rest up for the last leg of their journey, when they'll try to outwit the Border Patrol and sneak into the U.S. Two afternoons each week, Jorge Garcia Gutierrez comes to the house to greet them.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
¿Cuál es su nombre?
Cesario.
Jorge meets guests like Cesario in a little room filled with the scent of fragrant oils. There are exam tables here, like the ones you see in doctor's offices. Instead of a regular shirt, Jorge's wearing medical scrubs. He snaps pink surgical gloves on his hands. Jorge tells Cesario to lie down and take off his sneakers. Jorge is a foot reflexologist, and he's on a mission. Riding trains through Mexico, the migrants have gone many days without enough food, sleep, or showers. They smell. Their feet are covered with cuts, blisters, and fungus. They're worn out from head to toe. Jorge uses his hands to heal them.
Es la mayor motivación, el darme la oportunidad para servir a otra persona y hacerle sentir que es única y amada.
He says he does it to show the migrants they're special and loved. The clients are amazed that someone wants to give them the luxury of a massage for free. Jorge tells Cesario to breathe deeply and starts rubbing his feet with olive oil. Pretty soon, the man is totally relaxed. Downtown Juarez is full of freight trains coming up from the south. Jorge, who's 42, grew up not far from these tracks. His mother, Carolina Garcia de Gutierrez, raised him as a devout Catholic. Carolina remembers that Jorge was an empathetic child.
Porque él desde chico ayudaba a los enfermitos. Jorge se encontraba perritos también y nos los llevaba a la casa.
She says he always tried to help the sick and brought stray dogs to the house. Jorge later worked as a missionary in Nicaragua at a drug rehab center that used foot massage to help addicts detox. As he massages migrants' feet, Jorge hears horror stories about their journeys.
De Mapa Arriaga. De Arriaga a Ixtepec. De Ixtepec a Medias Aguas.
Todo fue en tren.
En tren.
A Honduran migrant named Walter says his trip through Mexico took 27 days on La Bestia, the freight train called The Beast.
¿Es casado?
Sí, tengo dos niñas. Una tiene cinco añitos, la otra tiene tres años.
Jorge asks Walter if he's married with children. He's got two little daughters, Walter says, ages 5 and 3.
Antes de llegar a Orizaba, nos bajaron los federales y me tocó venir con gente de esas que cobran supuestamente la renta.
Walter says he was stopped by federal police, then had to give money to extortionists.
Y uno de ellos nos dijo que un riñón de los nuestros costaba $50,000.
One of the extortionists made a weird threat. Your kidney would fetch $50,000, he said. This past April, the season of Lent, Jorge decided to do more than just listen to the migrants' terrible travel logs. He sees their feet as the feet of Jesus and their hard journeys as the way of the cross, the route Christ took on his way to crucifixion. Jorge made plans to ride La Bestia. He bought a tiny video camera hidden inside a ballpoint pen. He took it with him, along with some money his mother sewed into his clothes.
Entonces yo decía, Dios mío, cuídamelo, porque yo sé que en ese tren mi hijo se va a subir, y tú protégemelo, Señor, que llegue bien. Lo quiero completo, Señor.
Carolina begged God to protect Jorge on the train and to bring him back in one piece.
Pero si no me lo puedes devolver completo, Señor, lo recibo como tú me lo mandes.
Or, if not in one piece, she would take her son back in whatever shape the Lord delivered him. The trip took Jorge hundreds of miles from town to city to town.
Empezó en Tenosique. Después de Tenosique, está Palenque.
Like the migrants, he rode on freight train roofs and side rails. He tied himself to the rails with his pants belt. He hoped that if he fell asleep, the belt would keep him from falling off the train and losing a limb or his life.
Después Villahermosa, Tabasco. Después de Villahermosa, Tabasco, fue Coatzacoalco, Veracruz.
In the city of Coatzacoalcos, with a group of migrants, Jorge was assaulted and hit in the back with boards. The attackers included Mexicans, his own countrymen.
Allí, ya de Coatzacoalcos, Lechería está en el Estado de México. Huehuetoca. Acá está Celaya.
In Celaya, he says, he was sharing a freight car with a young man who was sleeping. Federal police agents boarded the train and kicked the man's teeth out. One agent pulled out a pistol and robbed them both.
Lo de los papeles, no me servían a mí de nada tener papeles. Era uno igual que ellos. Y la gente se subía, la que se subía a robar, era pues por el dinero, ¿verdad? No importaba quién fuese la persona, ni qué apariencia tuviera. Yo necesitaba a alguien, o sea, alguien que me diera un abrazo, alguien que me... porque tenía miedo.
On La Bestia, his Mexican citizenship meant nothing. He needed someone to give him a hug. He was frightened. As we talk, Jorge starts crying. I ask him why.
¿Por qué lloras?
Es difícil, ¿no? Solamente cuando lo vives, te das cuenta, valoras la familia, un taco, el agua, bañarte.
It's hard, he says. Experiencing it makes you appreciate your family, a taco, a drink of water, a shower. Along the way, Jorge stopped at a dozen migrant shelters and gave massages. As he robbed, he asked the Central Americans to forgive the way Mexicans had mistreated them. Through it all, no one noticed his ballpoint pen. He secretly photographed dozens of feet, and he made recordings like this one, describing an assault with an automatic weapon.
¿Cómo te fue en el tren?
Asalto, adelante Chontalpa, sí, con armas automáticas y todo.
After 12 days, Jorge made it home. He recorded that, too.
Mamá.
Days later, he's back at the migrant shelter in Ciudad Juarez, massaging. One more pair of feet tended to, one more pair of gloves disposed of.
¿Cómo te fue con el masaje? ¿Cómo cayó?
Estuvo bien, bien, bueno.
Sí, sí, sí. Pues Dios te bendiga y suerte.
A man climbs off the table. Jorge asks how he feels. Good, good, good. God bless you, Jorge says. Good luck. For Latino USA, I'm Debbie Nathan in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.